Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to get back to work, Keith?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I think I am, actually. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was good.
I'm
still burping up turkey and stuff like that. Like,
Sick brag, bro. How was the turkey? Did you have a good turkey?
Good turkey.
Good bird?
Yeah, see, the turkey hate, I just don't.
I was thrilled with my turkey. I had, I didn't make it. My in-laws did. But
yeah,
the turkey was fantastic.
I watched my uncle cook it.
I had no responsibility at all. But I enjoyed the turkey and had multiple sandwiches after the fact.
Oh,
I was living
nice.
My best life. A Friday sandwich, Saturday sandwich, great.
Oh, I mixed in a Sunday sandwich.
You had a Sunday sandwich?
I had a Sunday sandwich watching a little
good
football.
For you.
Yeah. So maybe that's where the turkey parts are coming from.
Oh, the whole nine. Yeah, so I had a nice little Thanksgiving.
Good to be back.
Yes.
Here on what is typically a Patriots Monday.
Oh, it's game night.
Game night tonight.
Yes.
Alternate
snacks.
Alternate start could have been. Are you ready for some football, Keith?
Ah,
a Monday night party, Keith.
Two on the nose.
Yeah,
two on the nose. That's what people were betting, I think. They're like, he's going to say, are you ready for some football?
Do I have any snacks for tonight?
Yeah, I have some snacks.
No, probably another
turkey. No snack?
Another turkey.
Just more turkey, actually.
Yeah, just eating that.
Cleaning out the turkey. That's
fine. What we're going to be doing.
That's going to be fun.
But it should be a good one tonight. Pats and Giants. Monday night football. Then the Patriots have the bye week. And then what are allegedly real games for the Pats, the Bills, and the Ravens, though the more we watch those teams, maybe that's not so much the case. Because we did not have a Patriots Friday, and because this is not yet a Patriots Monday, that's tomorrow on a Tuesday, of course.
Very confusing.
We got some Friday bells and whistles on a Monday, Keith.
I get it.
We got a top five Monday coming your way at 10:45. Top five Giants.
Yeah, well, they're playing the Giants.
Or playing the Giants.
Else do you
I don't know
go?
What else we would do.
I had some tough honorable mentions once again.
Oh, the honorable mentions are always
good Giants.
A real crowd pleaser. Yeah. We'll do what happened at 11:30, take you through week 13 of the NFL. We'll have the Monday four-pack of questions for Pats and Giants at 12:30 today. And, of course, Pats and Giants tonight.
I got to polish those off. Keys.
The Pats and Giants on a Monday. Jam-packed for you with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch. You can chat. Just subscribe to WEEI. How much of that game last night did you make it through?
I was going back and forth. It's a big TV night, Jones, on Sunday night. You have the Chair Company season finale.
Finale was last night.
Yeah. So I was going back and forth between those, but I was also keeping tabs on some fantasy stuff and just, you know, the Broncos, I think, could be the stiffest competition in the AFC. So there's another reason to pay attention to that game. But yeah, back and forth. It just feels like the Broncos, the times I've seen them this year, you're not overly impressed, and yet they win. Like, they're 10-2. They keep winning. And maybe, like, my guy Bo Nix is part of that, where, like, he's not great, but they find ways to win. Their defense, you know, wasn't their best performance that we've seen from them. I still think it's a really tough defense, and it'd be one that would be,
well, was,
in the playoffs would be tough.
It wasn't the best performance, and yet, when they had to make a play, Benito made a play on the two-point conversion. What'd you think of that?
Going for two?
Yeah.
The right call.
100%
Yeah, you're
right
the
call.
Commanders. Where's your season going?
Didn't work. The guy's wide open. Benito makes a great play.
The play call itself was also fine, but I'm saying, like, the decision to go for two, I felt like, was a no-brainer.
Me too. Yeah. Didn't work. We were all rooting for it. Patriots fans should have been and were rooting against the Broncos last night. I loved going for it. I didn't mind the play call. Mariota just hucked it right into Benito's hand. Great play by him.
Yeah.
And the Broncos wind up winning their ninth in a row. Schefter tweeted this morning. I didn't realize this, although it certainly feels that way watching them. And this goes to your point, Keith. The Broncos maybe aren't impressive because their last four wins are by a combined 10 points.
Yeah. Oh, they grind it out. And there's some bad teams mixed in. Like, we highlighted that. Was it London or Germany or wherever they played the Jets?
Yeah, awful game.
Wow. That was one of the worst games ever.
They had the horrible game on Thursday night against the Raiders.
Justin, drop back, threw it to the other team.
Justin Fields threw like 20 yards, and they almost won the game.
Bo Pix was back last night. The pick he threw?
Yeah.
Holy crap. That was a bad one.
Listen, he'll giveth and he'll taketh away. That's what they say about Bo Nix. But, yeah, no, they've had some weird games and some against some bad teams, including the team the Patriots played tonight. They had that ugly game against the Giants, which a lot had to happen for them to win that game. They really should have lost that one.
So I'll tell you, I felt like this was an excellent, excellent weekend for the Patriots all the way around, right up until the Broncos won that game last night. The Broncos are now 10-2.
Yeah.
They technically are the one seed in the AFC of right now on common wins is what they have, or common games record. Head-to-head with the Patriots. Both teams are 10-2. Pats, of course, played tonight. However, the Colts lost again.
Yeah.
They're not a wild card team. They're not even winning that division anymore.
No, they're not. You're Jags.
My Jacksonville Jaguars are now winning that division. The Baltimore Ravens are still winning the AFC North, although they look like trash.
They're all losing that division.
On Thanksgiving.
Everyone is losing that division.
Pittsburgh.
That's an awful division.
Lost again. They played for like, for a half against Buffalo.
They had it.
Then they blew that game. So Buffalo did win. They're now the 7 seed. The Colts are the 6 seed. Chargers look good. They're the 5 seed. Your division leaders, the Broncos, the Pats, the Jaguars, the Ravens. If you want to rewind all the way to Thanksgiving, which I do.
Yeah, please.
The Chiefs lost again. They're 6-6.
The Chiefs are just going to miss the playoffs.
They have a worse record than the Cowboys. Not only did they lose to the Cowboys, they have a worse record than the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, Cowboys couldn't be more frisky.
6-5-1. They might be
better than frisky.
I don't want to spoil tomorrow's show. Yeah. They might be better than frisky.
But they're not a playoff team yet.
No.
But they do seem pretty frisky. But yeah, the Chiefs they're 10th. They're 10th in the AFC, and we're about to finish week 13 tonight.
It was a borderline perfect weekend for the Patriots right up until that Broncos game last night.
Yeah, I know, but the Broncos, man, talk about just like playing with fire. So this 8-game winning streak that they're on, right? So they blew out Cincinnati, which is fine, right? A non-Burrow Cincinnati team, although the Patriots had that same team not so long ago. They beat Philly. That's a legitimate win, right? You beat Philly. That's a checkmark win for Denver.
Yep, although Philly looked like trash this week, but I would
they
agree
did,
with that.
But
yes.
Overall, yes. If you're looking for quality wins. All right, so then you have that debacle of a game against the Jets, which you win by 2. The horrible game against the Giants, which you pull a rabbit out of your hat, and you win that one by a single point. They beat Dallas. They eke past Houston. Now, maybe Houston's decent. That's a 3-point game.
That one looks better and better.
The Thursday night game against the Raiders is an all-timer, where they both set the game of football back. 10-7 was the final score. Then they beat Kansas City, so you give them credit for it. But at some point, you're like, Kansas City's a 500 team.
Is like, Kansas City?
Yeah, right.
We were talking about this last week where I forget if it was Monday, Tuesday, whatever day it was. It's like the Chiefs at some point, they got to turn it on, or maybe they're just never going to do it. It kind of feels like the Chiefs are never going to do it.
And then a 1-point overtime win against Marcus Mariota and the Commanders. So an 8-game winning streak, wildly impressive. 10-2. I'm not going to just like ignore it. Like, again, I think they are the toughest competition in the AFC. I just think with 5 games to go, they're going to trip up. Like, there's going to be a trip up or two for them. They just can't keep getting by this way. I can't imagine they keep winning games like this, playing down to the competition or whatever you want to call it. Just so many ugly wins where they've gotten the right balance at the right time.
Well, and I think you could see it coming with the Colts, where we're like, they're just not as good.
Yeah, Colts and Steelers. Steelers get out to a good start.
Another,
and we're like,
another great one.
They're more fake, I think, than the Broncos.
So I do wonder if some of that's going to catch up to Denver. I imagine you could say the same thing about the Patriots, right? Text line is saying this, 617-779-7937. Guys, how you're talking about the Broncos is honestly how I feel about the Patriots when I watch them. I'm not overly impressed.
Okay.
But they keep winning.
But the coach-quarterback combo, to me, is much better than the Denver coach-quarterback combo.
Yes.
And
Denver
that helps
coach
a lot.
Quarterback is that's a good combo.
That's good.
But I would take Vrabel May over that in a heartbeat. Yeah.
So I think that's part of it. And we'll see how all these injuries shake out too, right? The Denver Broncos have been dealing with injuries, right? A guy like Pat Surtain, that's huge. Pats, what it looks like tonight, couple of O linemen down. You know, no Milt Williams for another couple of games. Like, we'll see how that all catches up to him, too. Like, they're not going to – I don't know if they're just going to win every game they're supposed to win the rest of the way either, right? Like, that's fair. It's a fair comparison to Denver. I think that is one of the surprises. Like, even if you thought both teams might be a playoff team, Denver and New England, I think a lot of us did going into the year, you still had Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo ahead of them. And then just the way this year has gone, those teams have outperformed them.
Totally. Denver goes to Vegas next week. Which should be a win, but again, that
should be, but they barely beat him the first time.
10-7 at home is what it was.
And then they got a real stretch.
I'd give them a win there, but then it's Green Bay. Toyota-thon's going on, right? It must have been. Jordan Love had a monster Thanksgiving. It has to be Toyota-thon.
Oh, Love looked good.
Guys throwing four touchdowns.
Hand the ball to Jacobs once, for the love of God.
Well, Terp.
That's killing me.
Terp killed him.
He did. He ruined my fantasy season.
Well, he killed Jahmyr Gibbs for me this week, so good job, Terp. Thanks a lot.
Man, he's like the coolest. Like William H. Macy.
I'm sure Dice is already texting in about who he's picking for this week.
Dice got a hit.
All up in my face about missing out on the Bozo touchdown parlay.
Yep, he did get a
hit. We'll get to that. But it goes Green Bay, Jacksonville.
That's a game.
Now the 3 seed in the AFC at 8-4.
I was like, that's a playoff preview.
At Kansas City, Christmas Day.
Which, if Kansas City's even still in it, it's more than a must-win for them.
And then the Chargers.
Yeah.
So that's who you're duking it out with for the top seed. The Colts have fallen off. Unless you're worried about teams like Jacksonville or the Chargers who would have to pass by Denver, I think you can kind of kiss those other teams goodbye, assuming the Patriots are going to take care of business. And I'm telling you, they should... Even without Campbell, even without Jared Wilson, we've been saying for a while they should split with Buffalo and Baltimore. I feel even more strongly about that this weekend. And we've now had an opportunity, Keith, a couple of times in the last few weeks to watch the whole league.
Right.
We're going to get to do it again next weekend when the Patriots are on the bye week.
Yep.
You could really kick your feet up, watch the league. And you could do it parceled out. Thursday games, Friday game, all the Sunday games yesterday. And you could do it again next weekend.
Yeah.
Every time I really get a chance to watch the whole league and I'm not totally locked in on the Patriots, there's not a team I look at and say, you can't play with them.
Oh, not even close.
I thought it was the Rams.
How about the Rams?
Turns out it's not them either.
Your Panthers.
My Carolina Panthers.
This is a great way of looking at it. Do you know who right now, maybe you've already looked at it. Do you know who the number one seed is in the NFC?
It's not Philly. Is it Seattle?
It's the Chicago Bears.
Oh, I did know that. Actually.
It's the Chicago Bears.
Yes,
they're the one seed in the NFC. And nobody buys them. And I know they have the same record as the Rams, but they have a tiebreaker because whatever it is, the conference game winning percentage. So
it is.
They haven't played each other. So
win
I think
percentage in conference games. Correct.
Okay. But I think that further proves how wide open the league is, because a lot of people don't even like Caleb Williams. A lot of people are waiting for the Bears to bottom out, which they could. They have a really tough schedule coming up. But I think we included the Eagles in that scenario, and they beat them on Black Friday. They were able to run the ball against the Eagles and get a huge win for them. So, no, the league is very, very, very wide open. And I guess maybe some of the pushback would be like, how can you be so confident in the Patriots? They're sort of like one of a group of teams. But even still, like, that's fine. If you want to say, like, give me your five contenders,
no,
I would say they have to be in there.
That's a reason to be confident.
Yeah.
They're one of the teams that could – who's playing better than them? We've been saying this now for a while.
No.
Seattle, I didn't think looked great yesterday, but they've been playing well for a while. The Rams had their hiccup. Fine.
Yeah.
They lost to the Panthers, who the Patriots smoked, by the way.
Yeah.
Broncos have won four straight – I mean, nine straight, but four straight by a combined – 10 points.
Yeah.
You know, the Jaguars are the 3 seed. People were believing in the Colts, not us, but people were. They're falling off.
Is it fair to say it's the most wide open it's been in 20 years?
I mean, it feels that way, yeah.
And or maybe longer.
A lot of that has to do with the Chiefs completely and totally falling off.
I was going to say, Brady's not in the league, and Patrick Mahomes' run, it seems to be either over or is it at the very least a speed bump? You know, it's like, Brady only missed the playoffs, once as a starter. And then obviously there was the year he got hurt. But so I don't know. Maybe this is like a time for the Chiefs to sort of rebuild or reset. Or, I don't know, maybe that run is done.
We're being informed Toyota-thon started on November 15th.
So I don't know what's Love. Well, Love's going now. I think
he was
rough.
Too great against the Vikings.
I think he was rough 2
before.
Weeks ago was the point of that text.
Got
but yeah,
it.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
Toyota,
he needed a week to get into it.
Somebody's got to wake him up a little
is
bit.
Is what he needed.
Yeah.
Also, another text, speaking of the Rams.
All right.
Guys, do you still think Matthew Stafford is a lock for the MVP?
So
I don't think we called him a lock. No. I just think we were telling you.
Oh, I don't know.
The,
I think
we were telling you the betting odds swung pretty heavily.
I think Drake May lost it last week, but then people are probably arguing that maybe Stafford lost it too.
If May has a massive game tonight,
yeah,
It's New York.
Plus 105, Drake May plus 120.
Yeah, so that.
Ooh. So Drake May has a good night tonight. I mean, Stafford, he'll probably be the betting favorite.
I don't know how much of Stafford you watched yesterday. He was terrible.
He was horrible.
He was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, throwing multiple picks. Yeah, you don't always see that.
So look, I would say most things came up good for the Patriots right up until the very end. And I mean very end.
You can't have everything.
That was tough to stay up for. I was nodding in and out, watching overtime. It even went to overtime. I'm like, crap, I'm not going to make it through this. So I was like nodding off on the couch, waking up, falling asleep, waking up, watching the game going down to the wire.
Wake up and clap. For yeah,
you're that guy. I was 100% that GIF right up until Mariota got the 2-point conversion smacked back in his face.
Not good.
But otherwise, I can't complain about the weekend for the Patriots. You watched. What do you think? How do the Pats measure up? Borderline perfect weekend for them. And, of course, we'll get to all your thoughts for tonight. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch on what is normally a Patriots Monday. That'll be tomorrow. A lot of Patriots Friday bells and whistles today. Top five Giants for you at 1045. We'll do what happened, a normal Monday bell and whistle for week 13 at 1130. Also, the Monday four-pack of questions for Pats and Giants at 1230. And Keith's keys to Pats and Giants at 1 o'clock. You're not going to want to miss it. Save all your last-minute bets until you hear Keith's keys at 1 o'clock. We'll get to your feedback coming up. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, what is a realistic expectation for the Patriots this season? We'll do that next.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Tonight, the New England Patriots wrap up Week 13 in the NFL with the Monday Night Football matchup against the New York Giants. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 8:15. Yesterday, the Denver Broncos defeated the Washington Commanders 27-26 in overtime. The Broncos and the Patriots are currently tied for the best record in the NFL at 10-2. The Boston Celtics defeated the Cavaliers 117-115 last night in Cleveland. Peyton Pritchard led all scorers with 42 points. Jaylen Brown had a triple-double in the victory. Brown finished the night with 19 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists. The Seas will return to the TD Garden tomorrow night to host the New York Knicks. And the Boston Bruins will return to the ice tomorrow night to face the Red Wings in Detroit for the second of back-to-back games against the Red Wings. On Saturday night, the Bees got the 3-2 shootout win over Detroit at the TD Garden. As Massachusetts insurance plans renew next year, most are pulling back GLP-1 coverage for weight loss. Awaken 180 is here to help with $500 off your Awaken 180 program. Lose it once and keep it off with the solution for weight loss, awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
EEI.com.
I'll tell you, I say it was a borderline perfect weekend for the Pats. You got the late night win for the Broncos, which wasn't ideal. The Bills won, which I want to get to. So they're still kind of fake lingering in the division, I think. Although something happens tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Bills win again while you're on the bye. All of a sudden, that game shapes up pretty massively coming off the bye week. But I don't anticipate the Patriots losing tonight. That Houston team who beat the Colts has done you a lot of favors the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
They absolutely neutralize Josh Allen and the Bills. They beat the Colts yesterday. You know who they have next, Keith?
Who they got next?
Kansas City.
Oh!
So that Houston, and they play the Colts again.
Yeah.
That Houston team can do a lot of dirty work for you.
They might just do enough dirty work to get into the playoffs and then be a really good defense.
And then be a team you don't want to face. That's true.
Although, I don't know about Stroud. He seems like, now he was coming back off an injury.
Yeah, you might have been a little more locked in wire to wire on that game.
Yeah, he's not great.
He's not, but that team has won a playoff game in 2 years straight.
Yeah.
So I don't have disrespect for Stroud. He's not what I thought he was going to be 2 years ago. Like when he first came into the league,
yeah,
I thought he was going to be the next big thing, and I don't think he's that.
That's a little bit of a, worry. I don't know if you'd be worried necessarily, but when you see Drake May and you're like, well, what's stopping him from being the stud?
No, 100%.
He's a good example because Jaden Daniels is maybe more injury. And you're like, all right, he's just hurt right now. And I know Stroud missed a couple games with a concussion, but when we've seen him after his rookie year, you're right. He looked like the guy that might like pass Herbert and like be closer to Burrow, Allen, and Jackson and Mahomes. And now you're like, I don't really know. Like he's clearly an NFL starter, but he's not the same thing. But anyway.
I mean, look, we talked about Jordan Love earlier. Jordan Love, there was a lot of early hype for when he got the job. Same thing with Stroud. Same thing with Daniels. I agree. That's probably more injury-related. But if you want a cautionary tale or just a worry that we, like, hyped up Drake May too quickly.
Yeah, that's a guy you look at.
Those would be guys to point to. I just think the level that Drake May was playing at earlier this year, and it has tapered off a little bit in the last month, the level he was playing at, though, was so far above what any of those guys were doing. He was putting up Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes numbers in their MVP seasons for a long stretch. And in some cases, longer than what those guys had done. So he was playing like Hall of Fame quarterbacks in the best stretch of their careers. So I do think he's leveled up even beyond them when they were getting all this hype. But if you want to point to those guys and say, we do this all the time with quarterbacks, we overreact, we overhype them, and then we wind up tearing them down, Stroud would be a great example of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Colts, I don't believe in them. And it turns out, a couple of these quarterbacks now in the AFC are hurt. Aaron Rodgers got hurt again yesterday.
Yeah.
Got crumpled. He was hurt going into the game.
Yeah, he looked like a mess.
And then Daniel Jones is playing through a broken fibula.
Apparently he's got a broken fibula.
So, like, I already didn't believe
in him. Taping it up.
But
and Sauce Gardner got hurt. And I was not a quarterback, but
good point, too. Yeah. Sauce Gardner, which we thought was an Achilles, or at least I did when it happened. Turns out it's a calf strain, which sometimes is a precursor for that. But, okay. Now, Daniel Jones, who I already didn't believe in, now is hurt on top of it. Like, you can kill off that Colts team. They scare me zero.
Agreed. Yeah, they were never high on my list. I was like, all right, well, Jonathan Taylor's really good, but you're going to need more than that. Like, I think if you're going to need a great defense. Like, if it was the Texans' defense, maybe, with, like, a Jonathan Taylor-type running game, and then, like, that combination
totally
and a quarterback
different.
That doesn't turn over. But, like, no, their whole thing, like, I don't – I mean, they – what's crazy, they might not even – it looked like they were running away with that division. Now, not only are they not in the division lead, like, they might not make the playoffs. Like, I wouldn't cash the Colts make the playoffs ticket just yet.
Okay.
Do you think Houston could pass them?
Texans are a game back. They already won a game with them head-to-head, and again, they have another game.
Yep,
so, yeah, Houston could definitely pass them. Buffalo has the same record. The Chargers have the same record. Jacksonville has the same record, although that keeps the Colts in play in
right
the division.
Right now, the best teams that are outside of the playoffs, and I'll only go with the 500 or better, right? I think even though the Dolphins won again, like they're cooked. I would say the Texans, Steelers, and Chiefs. Only one of those teams needs to pass the Colts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't even know if the Colts make the playoffs.
Right.
Like, that's pretty crazy.
And people
they're like the one seed.
People
were
like, they're getting no respect. Yeah. They might be the best team in the AFC.
Nah, they might be home.
We get a lot of stuff wrong. A lot of stuff.
Oh, every day.
But that's one that this show never believed in the Indianapolis Colts.
No, they've lost 3 out of 4. You mentioned their schedule. I mean, Jacksonville twice. Suddenly, those are really tough games. So let's say they even split with Jacksonville. They also play Seattle and San Fran and Houston. Okay. Like, they're not making the playoffs.
Kiss them goodbye.
I think ooh, I got them out. The Jones and Keefe playoff predictor? 0%.
Oh, no, really?
Too much?
No, I like
10%?
It.
10%? I feel like the playoff predictor should be 100% or 0%.
That's the way the playoff predictor should work. It's 0 or 100. It's a binary playoff predictor.
If you had to guess right now, they're in or they're out.
Out.
Yeah.
Well, now that you read me the schedule.
Well, yeah. It's a gauntlet. Everyone's like, the Bears schedule. What about the Colts?
Well, and you did say this last year with the Bears, and the Bears are a different team, and the Bears right now are the one seed in the NFC, as we were illustrating earlier.
Yeah.
But a year ago, you could see that coming with the Bears. The Colts might be that same team. It's still Daniel Jones. And for as good as Jonathan Taylor is,
yeah,
he has been neutralized a little bit the last couple of weeks. Uh-huh. The Chiefs really took him out last week, and the Texans did to a degree yesterday. Those are two really good defenses. But if you can limit him whatsoever, Daniel Jones isn't going to beat you, and that defense isn't any good.
And their one win in the last four games was the Berlin overtime game against the Falcons.
Who lost to the Jets yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm not taking the Colts.
Oh, the Colts are done.
They might lose out.
See you later.
617-779-7937. All right, based on all that, Keith, we've illustrated that the Pats can play with anyone. They're playing as good a football as anyone. We all watched the rest of the league Thursday, Friday, yesterday. Got a real good view, real good gauge for the second time in a couple of weeks. When the Pats are on Thursday Night Football, you got to do the same thing. You'll get to do it again next week when the Pats are on the bye week. I don't see another team where I look at them and go, the Pats cannot hang with that team.
I don't know how you could. Right
Maybe
now.
I thought it was the Rams going into the weekend. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Like they lost to Carolina, who you smoked. So I'm not telling you that's a lock, but
it's
not like you can't play with the Rams or they're playing on another level from you. What's a realistic expectation for this team this year?
I think it's divisional round. I mean, I think, you know, as much as we want to say, hey, they can play with anybody, yeah, of course, but they could also lose to any of these top playoff teams. We'll see on home field advantage. They may or may not have that. Like, we don't know. Like, they might have the bye, they might not. If they have the bye, then obviously you're already in the divisional round, and then you can get greedy and you want more.
So
you can finish with the same record as Denver, lose the tiebreaker, and have to play wild card weekend. And if you have a home game against Houston, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, like, let's say Buffalo. That's not like a gimme win, you know? And like, I would still overall do the whole thing where I'd be like, that's a successful season. You made the playoffs for a 4-win team, blah, blah, blah. But sitting here today, going into the week 13 game, they should be one of the final four teams in the AFC.
So, okay. Wow. So you have final four teams in the AFC.
AFC.
That makes more sense.
I would
just tweak what you said. You said at least divisional round. I would just say they should win a game. So if you have the bye,
you're in the conference championship game.
I don't want you losing at home with the one seed, losing that first game. I would not feel like that is what should happen.
Matchup also really matters.
It does.
Because if the first game is against Mahomes or Allen, that's so much different than like C.J. Stroud or the corpse of Aaron Rodgers.
That does matter. Yeah. So,
Jones. You might play Daniel Jones in your first game. Like, all right, you should win that game.
Let's let that play out and let's see how it goes. But I'm not going to crush them for losing to the Chiefs, I don't think. Although we're also at one end of our mouth saying, I'm not going to crush them for losing to the Chiefs. Out the other, we're saying they're done and they're 6-6 and they're the 10 seed.
Well, I don't know if they're ever really done. Like, I'm waiting for the Undertaker gif for Mahomes. And it's just something about, like, Mahomes in the playoffs. Like, until you actually see it. And I know, like, they lost last year in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like, until you really see it in that moment, he has some of the same vibes as Brady. Like, no matter what the team looks like in the regular season, if that's who's lining up across from you in the playoffs, like that's not ideal.
So I'd like to amend it and say they should win a game. If they have the one seed, I got to see the game. I got to see the matchup. But just generically, I want them winning a game. If you're playing on wild card weekend, you got to win that game. Win a game. I think that's now a realistic expectation for this team. And I'm also at a point where it's not a failure if they don't get the one seed, but I'm going to be pretty disappointed if they don't get the one seed.
Yeah, because I don't think Denver's winning out, right? So you figure how many more losses can the Patriots have realistically and get the one seed? Is it?
I think they could lose
two?
The Buffalo and Baltimore game and maybe still get it.
Yeah.
You'd need help. But I think you could maybe still get it.
Because everybody else has four losses besides Denver and the Pats.
I think the Pats are losing one more game. I mean, that's what I think.
Yeah.
They should win tonight. They should beat the Jets and the Dolphins to close out the year. Although, in fairness, both of them are playing better.
They are.
And I think they should split against Baltimore and Buffalo. So take your pick in there. Maybe they lose the Buffalo game and win the Baltimore game. Yeah, maybe it's the other way around.
There's one loss in there.
They should lose one more game. And if
they should go 14-3, which is insane.
And have the bye week.
I agree. No, I agree.
I'm not saying it's a failure if they don't get it. It's not a failure. But I'm now at the point where I would be pretty disappointed. I don't think it's a coin flip. I think they have the inside track. They're in the driver's seat. You know, whatever you want to say about it.
Right.
I think they're right there for the one seed, and I now would be pretty disappointed. And my expectation is at least win a game in the playoffs. So that's where we're at now. If we said this in August, I know Tommy Curran feels this way. If we talk about this in August, this would all be gravy.
But we can also change how we feel.
We're not talking about it in August.
No,
it's December 1st.
Yep,
and
we
so
made it.
The realistic expectation now is win a game, and I'm going to be pretty disappointed if they don't get the bye. 617-779-7937. We have a top five Monday for you.
Yeah, this is important.
Top five Giants coming up at
10:45. All-time Giants?
All time. Yeah, okay. Yes. In the history of the planet. Which actually for this one is, that's quite important.
It's a lot of Giants.
It's a lot of Giants.
Yeah.
Mark is in Medford. Get us started today, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
So I did a couple of comments on a couple of games yesterday. First off, Aaron Rodgers looked every bit of 42 years old. And is this finally the end of the road for Mike Tomlin after, what, 17 years? They were chanting "Fire Tomlin" in Pittsburgh last night. And I know Minnesota sucks. They got no quarterback. But really, in this league, you're getting shut out. It's hard to do in this league.
Okay, so let's hit on a bunch of those real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Rough go for our guy, KOC.
It is really bad. Yeah,
that, not good.
What was that thing he had playing for him? Max Brommer?
Max Brommer. He's a UNH guy.
Oh, he is?
Well, he started at UNH.
Oh,
I think,
okay.
I think he transferred to Minnesota, yeah.
Oh, okay. That was a tough go. That was a tough look overall.
The
KOC.
The underhand pick that he threw
shouldn't
on
have
fourth
thrown
down.
That.
Which, by the way,
he channeled Will Levis on that one.
He should have ate that ball. You gotta eat that ball, go down with it.
But we like Kevin O'Connell. That's a horrible play call. It's a guy in his first start.
Yeah, he's trying to do too much.
Just if you're going to go for it on fourth down, I don't care.
You don't like the little flip?
Don't roll the guy out on a play action in his first start. Like, that was moronic.
Don't throw it to the other team.
So, all right, Minnesota's trash, whatever.
Yeah, Minnesota's bad.
Bad look for our guy, KOC.
Yeah. Pittsburgh, Tomlin. Does Tomlin survive the year? I would say yes.
Well,
I would say no.
The crowd... I don't know if Courtney was chanting this or not. I don't know if the mics picked her up. I would imagine.
Oh, that's right.
She was pro Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was chanting "Fire Tomlin" or not.
Yes.
I don't think he survives because I also think they're going to pile up losses down the stretch.
All right, so they go Baltimore, Miami, Detroit, Cleveland, Baltimore.
I'm not even joking. They might lose out. They might lose out.
They're home against Miami. You don't think they can beat the
Miami's
Dolphins?
Playing way better. I'm not saying they will.
Yeah.
But like. Could they lose out? That's in play.
I just feel like Steeler coaches have their job for life. He should have been fired 3 years ago.
One or two wins. So they get two wins. That gets him to 8-9. He's gone.
Oh, yeah. He loses his streak?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's possible. I just feel like they've had three coaches in their franchise history. They're just going to keep him.
Jones and Keith playoff predictor.
Oh, Steelers? 0%.
0%.
Yeah, 0%.
Jones and Keith, Mike Tomlin, hot seat predictor.
Tomlin has survived non-playoff seasons.
Yeah, he has not a losing season.
No, he's never had a losing season, although there's a little bit of a semantics on that one, because didn't he go 8-8 one
he
year?
Had, so yes, it's like, correct. A non-winning season, but not a losing season.
But, I mean, let's see. They haven't won a playoff game in, 10 years?
Yeah, that sounds right.
And he just keeps his job. They lost in the wild card the last 2 years, missed the playoffs, two wild card losses, two missed playoffs. So, like, a divisional loss after going 13-3. So, like, I don't know. They just like having the same guy. I think he stays.
I think he's gone.
All right.
Johnny's in Brooklyn on the Broncos. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey. What do you say? Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
I totally agree. The Patriots should be able to play with everybody. And on last night's game, I wasn't very impressed with the Broncos. But what really bothered me was how many different ways Tirico and Collinsworth or called Mariota's name. Did you guys pick up on that?
So,
I think it was
Mariota.
Did you notice
that a little bit? I definitely caught that.
Okay, my wife went to Oregon, Bragg.
Nice.
And early on in his career, they were pronouncing it the way these guys were saying it last night, like Mariota or whatever
Mariota.
They were saying. It was like an emphasis on that. Oh. Early on at Oregon, that's how they were saying it.
Interesting.
And now,
it's like a Marshawn situation?
Or like a Bijan thing? Like, dude, you don't get to
Alex
decide.
Alex Avila?
You don't get to decide 10 years into your career.
Yeah.
Like Marshan yeah. or Mariota.
Yeah.
Bijan was more recent, but it's like you don't get it to all of a sudden change.
Can't do it. It's actually Keefe. is actually how it's pronounced. You guys can make that adjustment.
So I did notice that on the broadcast last night.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to the Patriots and the Giants lost in the long weekend. Is some criticism from a Giants pass rusher of Drake May. You're not going to want to miss that. Plus, how big is the gap between the Patriots and the Giants? We'll do that coming up. But on the way next, typically we do this on a Friday. No Friday show last week. Top five all-time Giants on a top five.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday next. Top 5 Monday?
Huh?
Jones and Keith? Very strange. With the Patriots on a Monday night, it is not a Patriots Monday. That's tomorrow. We'll talk to Hunter Henry and Christian Ellis. Do that coming up. We will do what happened. Take a spin around week 13 of the NFL coming up at 11:30. But some Friday bells and whistles for you. We'll get you the four-pack at 12:30 today. The keys to Patriots and Giants. Keith's keys at 1 o'clock. You're not going to want to miss it. And a top five Monday, top five all-time Giants.
All-time Giants.
So I feel like... I feel like this is a good one for you to take first ups on.
All right, you want me to go first?
Yeah. Why don't we count it down with Keith here?
All right.
Number five.
All right, number five on my list is Hagrid. Hagrid from Harry Potter?
Hagrid from Harry Potter.
He's a half giant.
Okay.
He's half giant, but he's a very nice guy. He had a lot of really good advice. He had a big old dog. He had a Neapolitan Mastiff with him. Hagrid.
Oh, Hagrid.
Yeah, you know Hagrid.
I do, actually. Okay,
Hagrid's legit.
Good.
You have to Google it.
I did,
who,
yes.
Me? Oh, no.
I had to Google it, yeah.
Number four.
Icebox. You might remember from the film Little Giants. She was cut from her uncle's team because she was a girl. She then inspired the Little Giants to actually have a really good team. She was their best player by far and had a really good nickname. So Icebox.
Coming in at number third.
Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor allegedly would do mountains of coke and then go out there and sack the quarterback.
Yeah.
He's maybe the greatest defensive player of all time.
Yeah.
Solid actor as well. He's been in a couple of films.
And not just the ultimate jock.
No, he's certainly not just the ultimate jock. So Lawrence Taylor, number three.
Number
two.
Willie Mays. Willie Mays for
nice.
the Giants.
Nice player. Real nice
New York,
yeah.
San Fran. You name it. One of the best baseball players of all time.
Number
one.
Andre the Giant. This is another obvious one. Not just the ultimate jock. Maybe the greatest professional wrestler of all time. Because everybody's like, oh, no, Hogan was good. The only reason they said Hogan was good was because Andre let him beat him. He beat him famously at WrestleMania III, one of the biggest matches in the history of the sport. Andre the Giant then would go on to be a great actor, a leading man, if you will, and it's synonymous with the Giant. So number one, Andre the Giant.
Okay, let me see if I have this right again.
Yeah.
Hagrid?
Hagrid.
Number
half
five.
Giant, but yeah, that's why he's number five.
Number four was Icebox.
Icebox, yeah.
From Little Giants.
Little Giants.
Some could have said Little Giants could have been on the list, but you just went with Icebox.
Well, I don't want that little nerd kid. I want just Icebox.
Number three, Lawrence Taylor. I imagine you docked him a little bit for his personal life.
Yeah, no, listen, live your life.
Okay.
Do whatever you want to do.
Number two, Willie Mays.
Willie Mays.
And coming in at number one, of course, Andre the Giant. All right, let's count this down, Nick.
Number
five,
Jason Sehorn.
Yeah, he's good.
Real nice player. Married to Angie Harmon for a while.
Was.
Nice.
Nice.
Good for him.
He was
good. Head of hair, sideburn, yeah. Well cut sideburns on Jason Sehorn.
Until Cooper DeJean, I think he was the only white corner in like for about 40 years. In
That's
the league.
True. He had that market cornered. So he's number five for me.
Number
four,
Barry Bonds.
Yeah, I thought about him. He was in my top five Pirates.
I mean, that's interesting that he didn't make the cut there. He's a 7-time MVP, Keith,
but not all with the Giants.
No, that's
he was
true.
A pirate. That's why he was on my Pirate list.
Well, had more MVPs with the Giants. Mm. Logic would say
I like the speed.
If he was
I
an
like
all-time
the
pirate,
he would be
an all-time giant. Yeah, he was more well-rounded as a pirate.
Yeah.
This is true. But Barry Bonds is number four.
Coming in at number third.
Nancy Archer?
No, I'm sorry.
The Attack of the 50-Foot Woman?
You're going to have to give me another detail.
Daryl Hannah?
Oh, nice.
Nancy Archer coming in at number third.
Number two.
Hog Hannah's sister?
George Mirasan, of course, in the film My Giant.
Right. Oh, yeah. Our guy Tengway was in a film with George Mirasan.
Tengway's done a film with George Mirasan.
George Mirasan,
yeah.
Definitely a giant. Yeah. A living, breathing giant.
7'7". He was the most improved player in 95-96, yeah. Keith. So don't sleep on his basketball skills.
Yeah.
But he's also not just the ultimate jock.
No, he's not.
Starred alongside Billy Crystal and, of course, Gary Tengway.
I saw him at the Fleet Center brag. Saw a Bolts game. Ooh, I was like, look at this guy. Look at this guy. Like a freak show.
All right, that's two.
Number one.
Also Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really not up for debate.
A couple of ones I also considered was...
I did a movie with George Mirasan.
Thanks, Gary. He's going to be on the Dork Podcast tomorrow, by the way. The chair company just finished.
Tell him where his pal George came in.
I'll ask him about George. I'm like, Jones is one of his top five giants. Yeah. Where would you put him?
Yeah.
I thought of the big friendly giant, the BFG. Yeah, I thought about the BFG.
BFG was an omission of mine.
I thought about the Jolly Green.
Also mine, but then giant. What's he really doing?
He's just big and green.
Eat peas?
I think he's pushing vegetables of some sort.
Is that what he, right? So honestly, I had him originally
on the
list.
Down.
I said,
too healthy.
You're trying to feed me vegetables as a child? No, thank you.
People Jolly like green the giant. Iron Giant.
Who's that?
There's like a book and a movie. It's just a giant robot
made out of iron.
I think Vin Diesel, isn't it?
Oh, is it Vin? No, you're thinking of something different.
I thought that was the Iron Giant.
Oh, maybe it is. All right. That's a thing. It's a movie, The Iron Giant, and it's a book.
All right. Paul Bunyan? Was he an omission?
I thought about Paul Bunyan.
Mm.
Definitely a giant.
Yeah.
Now, I was doing some research on this.
Oh, were you? Did he get canceled?
Is that what? No. Paul Bunyan, a little handsy.
Yeah, okay.
Now, they had to shut him down.
Didn't realize that.
No, like, some lists were trying to include, like, Bigfoot and the Wendigo. I don't consider them giants.
Okay, do you consider Godzilla a giant? Obviously not, because I imagine Godzilla will be on your list. Neither do I, but Googling around.
It's a giant, like sea creature
type
of thing, ruined cities.
How about the Incredible Hulk? Is he a giant?
No.
I was asking.
No, I don't think so. I think he's the Hulk. I think he's a giant.
Yeah, he's
the
Hulk.
Right? Like, that's just one of his...
Well, this is why he wasn't on my list either, but I was curious how you rated that.
Dice wants to know if Matt Khalil could have been considered.
Matt Khalil should be an honorable mention. Yeah. If you're a Haas.
Yeah.
If you're a Haas, are you a giant?
Yeah.
No.
Not necessarily.
All Haases are not giants.
Correct.
I mean, some are.
But most giants are Haases.
But Matt Khalil is definitely both. Yeah, no, he's both. Let's see.
Oh, Goliath. I did consider Goliath. Maybe the original giant.
I felt like when we were going all time.
Yeah, Goliath would be in there.
I felt like Goliath would be on
there. Yeah, I went with Icebox at four instead.
They might be giants. Good band.
They might be giants.
Little Giants was an omission there as well. But you went with Icebox. So
I singled out one of the members of the Little Giants. Yeah.
All right, good for you. Yeah. You can weigh in. Top five Giants. Who'd we miss? And you can discuss those two lists. They'll be up shortly at Jones and Keith. Top five Monday with the Patriots playing tonight. John's at Drake waiting patiently. Hello. Hello, John.
Good morning, fellas. I'd go with, can't forget King Kong, and I can't wait to see George Mirasan play Hamlet. I think that's going to happen someday since everybody else is playing that role. Yeah, why not, right? We look at this playoff picture, both in the AFC and the NFC. It kind of feels like handicapping the Kentucky Derby in February. Like there's like 18, 20 horses we know nothing about. They all have flaws. Are they going to get better? Are they going to, you know, show up on the first Saturday of May? That's the way I'm kind of looking at it. And there's one team, and I'm a fan of the team, so I'm coming at it from a biased angle. I get it. But the Cincinnati Bengals at 4-8 have a real chance to win that division, believe it or not.
Okay.
If they run the table, they'll win the division.
Watch out for the Bengals, he says.
Yeah, I think they're too far behind.
I get what he says. Drake it. Wait, I'm sorry? That was John and Drake it?
Yeah, he made a noise.
John and Drake it. I think there was another noise later on. I think he might have just
clear out the system.
He might have just been eating some turkey sandwiches, I think, is what was going on.
Extra mayo on there. I like that.
But no, on Thanksgiving, that's a huge win for them with Burrow back. Like,
oh, it's big.
They're not totally dead, but
I think they literally need to win out and get like tiebreakers. So
Jones and Keith playoff predictor. Bengals.
0%.
Zero. I would go with zero.
Buffalo, yeah. Baltimore, Miami, Arizona, Cleveland.
Okay.
So the last three certainly aren't like world beaters, but you got to beat Buffalo and Baltimore again back to back. We'll see. Maybe they can. I mean, they looked a lot better than Baltimore on Thanksgiving.
Big giant miss, Keith. Giant glass. 1-800-54-GIANT. That was a miss by us. Probably should have had that on there somewhere.
Damn it.
There's like four grab bags of that.
There is a few of those.
How did we miss that?
That's true.
617-779-7937. Continue with your top five all-time. We don't want to be limiting in any way. All-time Giants.
Who do you call when your grab bag's busted? Call Jones and Keith.
1-800-54-GRAB-BAG. Call Jones and Keith.
A new one?
Yeah.
It's got a little, little echo to it. Nice.
I think you both literally played at the same time.
Did you play it too?
Oh,
I did. Yeah. Oh,
why there was echo? So it was the exact same second.
I was like, that's a cool like reverb. Yeah, no, we both played it at the same time. That's pretty good. That's good minds right
there. Good work, guys. Tremendous. Anyway, we'll continue to work our way through our top five all-time Giants. Apologies to Giant Glass out there. That's on us. Meanwhile, how big is the gap between the Patriots and the Giants? Plus, if you miss Brian Burns, his comments about Drake May. We'll try to make sense of them coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.